Ah, morena, happy Friday. It is the end of the week. You have made it. Shit, I've had a big week. Oh my God, exhausted I am. Exhausted. But you know what? I've got a weekend and I've got a plan. I'm going to spend a lot of time lying down. Now, do you know, I had a lovely week last night. Last night, I was at an event and it was a beautiful event in Wellington with lots of gorgeous Wellington women. And it was so lovely. It was like a networky thing. And there was lots of corporate women there. Now, I'm not a corporate girl. No, I'm not. But I'm a girl. And there were young women, old women, corporate women, self-employed women, all kinds of women, all shapes and sizes, all kinds of women. Love it. One of my favourite kinds of rooms to be in, right? And it was an event, a local networking event, and it was very cool. It was held at this beautiful BNZ building. And what I loved about it is there was all this commonality. So even though I wasn't the same as all of them, there was this lovely overlap. And because it was a networky thing, so I did my talky-talky bit, and then we all got to chat, and it was fucking lovely. And women were just sharing their stuff, sharing stories. And, you know, I'm really good at saying what other people think. So that's one of my things. I spend a lot of time just saying out loud what other people were thinking about. And then people come up to me after I speak and they go, oh my God, Lisa, how did you know? How did you know about my life? And I'm like, well, your life's not that fucking interesting. It's not that different to my life. Most of our lives are quite similar. Do you know what I mean? They're all quite similar. We've all got people in our lives that piss us off. We've got people in our lives that, you know, are rude to us. We've got old shitty trauma and injuries in our hearts from a long time ago that get triggered by other people. We've all got problems. Being a human is really hard. Like, it's so hard. And do you know what? It's meant to be. Being a human is meant to be hard, right? And I tell people that and they go, where the fuck did you learn this? Because I didn't know that. I thought I was supposed to be here and be happy. And I'm like, you are meant to be here and be happy, but it's not meant to be just an easy slide down the happiness hill, right? It's actually meant to teach you, and you're meant to learn, and you're meant to grow and change, and you have come in here with a purpose, and you've got to work through that purpose. And that purpose, who knows what that purpose is, right? But it's kind of your job just to put one foot in front of the other and follow the string of your life. So I really love the idea of that. Now, the thing is, on the way, while we're going through what I call life school, there's all kinds of fucking problems, aren't there? And there's deliberately going to be problems put in your way so that you can go, am I going to burst through this? Am I going to step around it and ignore it? What am I going to do? And I think the universe is always watching. So the universe is going, ooh, what's she going to do? Is she going to hit this problem head on and deal with it and learn and grow? Or is she just going to avoid it, pretend she didn't see it, walk around the other side? Right? And so we all get sent all these problems. We get sent family problems, money problems, relationship problems, people problems, right? Body problems, all kinds of problems. And we get sent baskets and baskets of problems. And our job is to, imagine your life as a video game. So there's baskets of problems coming at you. You're like Donkey Kong, if you're old like me. And you're like jumping over the baskets of problems or blitzing them, going through the middle. I just love the idea of that. Like, I love the idea. And it's like, what are the problems that are being sent to you and why? And what can you do about them? What do you want to do? What could you do, right? Because at any time in our life, we only really have power over that present moment of just like, right, what am I going to do? So the idea of sharing problems, you know, the Me Too movement that came out a while ago, and that was kind of a, you know, solidarity movement for women who'd been sexually abused. But I like the idea of a Me Too movement for everything. You know, like, oh, what's going on in your world? Oh, well, I've been disregarded at work. Me too. Right? What's going on in your world? Well, I haven't got enough fucking money to pay my bills this week. Oh, me too. Right? What's going on in your life this week? Well, I've just had a bloody fight with my husband. The same shit keeps coming up all the time and I'm sick of it. Oh, me too. Right? Like, isn't that lovely? And when you've got someone that understands you and they can just say as simply as me too, and you go, oh, for fuck's sake, you feel so understood. you know? But we're all swanning around thinking that everyone has their life sorted except us. And I love the idea that we're all just making it up. I was having lunch about 2 years ago with my friend Leslie, and we were both having a particularly bad day, and we were both grumpy as fuck, and we were whinging about life. Whinging. And I said, I'm fucking sick of this. I said, and look at all these bastards. Look at them all. Look at them all, I said, in this cafe full of people. I said, they're all fucking, look, their lives are all fucking working. Like, fuck. Had a wee tanty, you know. And she starts laughing and says, well, look, they all think that about us. And I was like, oh, they do. They think we've got it all together. They're looking over here and they're going, you've got it all together. But we haven't. We just all look like we've got, some people don't look like they've got it all together. Some people shouldn't leave the house. But most people look like they're quite competent. They look like they've got it together. And then we all assume we're the only dud in the world. You are not the only dud in the world. I love the idea that we're all just making it up and we're all just doing the very fucking best we can, right? And that's your job. But I think it's a really lovely opportunity if you are with another human. And, you know, and what happens is sometimes people play these games where they try and trump each other's stories. You know, it's like, oh, me too, me too, me too. I'm just talking about a really subtle, yeah, I get that. Yeah, me too. I've done that. Yes, me too. Not a, oh, well, you know, so these people were like, you know, there's this one time at band camp and you're like, yeah, well, I went to band camp. And it's like, you're not having a pissing competition. You're just having a little moment of deep empathy and kindness going, yeah, that's hard, eh? I remember that. And it was really hard. I remember going through that. I remember dealing with that. I remember noticing that. I remember being that. And you go, yeah, it was really hard. And people go, oh, how beautiful is that? I love that. Finding things I really like in a good friends, like good fucking, really good friends. The best quote, I think, about really good friends is that good friends don't make your problems disappear, but they don't disappear when you've got problems. They turn up. They just turn up. And it's like, there's nothing nicer than someone turning up for you. You know, I just think that is amazing. And even more amazing when they've also got other shit on and they actually have prioritized you. Like, I'm like, oh, that is the yummiest thing in the world. Like, talk about, that's love, right? When someone actually turns up for you. And I think it's just magical. But I really like the idea that we all have problems and we all need someone to be there for us when we do have problems. And we've just got to be nice to each other. You know, and be those really good friends. And even not with friends, even with people you don't really know, just noticing what they're dealing with and going, yeah, me too, me too, me too. Oh, I think me too's lovely. So there you go. I'm going to have a very quiet weekend, a little quiet weekend. Might do some reading and a little bit of sleeping and a little bit of fuck all, actually. That's what I'm going to do. So have a lovely weekend. Go and find someone you've got something in common with. Or play a game and see what you could have in common with someone who you don't think you've got anything in common with. Because we all have these overlaps. All of us have some kind of weird overlap where we've all got a similar little story. And it's not till you go, fuck, are you the eldest daughter? Or are you the this? Or are you the that? And people go, oh my God, me too. But we don't ask. And we assume that people are not like us. I think we're very, very, very similar. Just all bumping around, doing the best we can in our wee life school, learning, right? Noticing all the problems that are coming down the line. And that's kind of the point. It's kind of the point of life school. We're here and we're actually meant to have problems. It's not supposed to, like, being a human's hard. And you get sent challenges to see if you get to go to the next level or not. I just think life's a big video game. And it's like, oh, here comes a basket of problems. What are you going to do? Are you going to ignore them and then they're going to bounce off that wall and smash you in the face? Or are you going to bust through and you bust through the problems, blow them up or, you know, dynamite or whatever's in your video game, and then you fix that problem and you can move forward. So it's kind of fun. That's how I see the world. So there you go. Have a lovely weekend. Happy, happy, happy Friday. See you Monday. Toodles.